Yeah, but then it's going to be answered, isn't it? Are you not going to reveal the answers? You're going to have 83 people per team guessing the answers, but
and
you
then
never actually reveal the answers.
And we'll move on.
The idea is that just keep everyone on the edge of the seats because they come back for more.
Satisfying game show ever. Like.
Hello and welcome to Killer Rabbit Podcast, the centre of information for alternative news, comedy, I was going to say music, which doesn't happen on this show, and
general
shenanigans. Please don't interrupt the introduction. I never interrupt you, you little bastard. I am joined today...
He's fucking throwing shade already.
I am joined today... You both interrupting me now, fuck Perry. I am joined today...
Who are you joined by?
Interrupter one.
Tell us, come
who
on.
Who are you joined by?
Mr. Adam Chase.
Hello.
Thank you for that energy, matching my energy. Also joined by the little bastard himself, Sam.
And today we are discussing...
never
topic
introduced you in such a way.
Well, you are being a little bastard, so that is why you'll be introduced as one.
I'm shocked and appalled.
This is
offended.
A factual podcast. And the facts are, you're a little bastard. Anyway, hello, folks. Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of Killer Rabbit. We are still recording remotely. It seems to be going quite well, I think. And none of the listeners have actually got in touch yet to figure out how we're managing this. So everybody has just assumed that we're telling the truth and we're just guessing what each other say. We have
no internet here.
No internet.
All magic.
From the last episode, had a lot of engagement in regards to Thomas the Tank, which was incredible, so thank you for people for joining in on that. It's amazing what the world is currently using AI for, because, you know, AI could solve medical mysteries and all sorts, but no, we're using it to draw cartoon images of Thomas the Tank looking very scary. So, world, you've done it again.
Yeah,
no,
scary.
Not well
it beats
done.
It turning into Skynet. So,
it's been great. You know, I have really enjoyed this week on Twitter.
Those images were horrible.
I'll
never get them out of my brain.
Did you see all of them? There was some more like...
I saw enough, okay?
Deep down in the thing. After that horrible like white one that I posted, there was some worse ones that were like deep in some thread.
If you've no idea what we're talking about, you'll have to go on to our Twitter profile, at KillerRabbitPod, and you'll see lots and lots of scary, horrible Thomas the Tank Engine AI pictures.
You'll have to actually engage with us. I mean, this kind of stuff's that bad, it should be uploaded to that creepypasta thing. Like, that's how insanely dark these images got. Not dark in, like, a weird way. But, yeah, they were very good. So, good engagement there, team listener. Well done. How about you engage some more?
And your
then
team.
People might actually listen to us, and that'd be insane. Anyway.
That'd be nice.
I'm still introducing the show. I forgot really what you do. Number one podcast. We're at the socials at Killer Rabbit Pod on all social media platforms or an email at killerrabbitpodcast@gmail.com. That's about it. I've been Benson.
I've been Sam.
I've been Adam.
See you next week.
Bye.
So did what you want, nearly...
Good show, guys. Good show.
Great show.
Fantastic.
Same time next week. Okay. Yeah.
Let's all pat each other on the back.
What you're doing this weekend, then?
Not a lot. Just off to draw more images of Thomas the Tank.
Yeah.
Oh, you drew those. It wasn't AI. You actually drew them.
I am AI. That's my...
He's artificial. His intelligence is completely artificial.
It does sound like a Yorkshireism, doesn't it?
AI, mate.
Yeah, I felt bad.
What? Why?
Last week, actually, because of the Channel 84 podcast covering Thomas the Tank Engine on their podcast, the episode that was released the day before ours, and TJ calling him Thomas the Tank over and over again, and I was like, oh shit, our episode comes out tomorrow where I call out the Cockney in the train station for saying Thomas the Tank. Is it a thing then? Is it a thing? Is it just a shortening?
Missing words.
Is life too short to give him his full title?
I know.
It's no longer a hard word to pronounce as well for a Cockney. Engine. But Thomas the Tank.
What was Cockney about what you just said?
I don't know, but Thomas the Tank is surely rhyming slang for having a wank.
Yeah, yeah, it could be, yeah.
My son, he loves Thomas the Tank. You see that? What you said last week, now he's making more sense.
Maybe that's what
he was
talking about, yeah.
Yeah, so we got him a load of porn magazines for his birthday, because he loves Thomas the Tank.
He loves a good Thomas the Tank, he does. But a finger up his cherry and plum while he's doing it.
That must be rhyming slang for ear lobe.
That doesn't rhyme. You could have at least picked something that rhymes.
Why would I do that? That'd be way too logical. Anyway, Sam, what have you got for us this week?
Nothing. I've absolutely nothing. I was hoping you guys had something. No,
I've got something that's really annoying me currently. All I ever do is bring things that, no, not besides you, something a bit bigger than you is annoying me. So,
hey.
You know, recently we talked about...
I think the possibilities are endless.
Are you finished?
No.
Okay, carry on then. Get it out. Yeah. Out of your system.
Adam's doing it now.
You thought it was funny. I just want to get involved, man. I felt left out.
FOMO. He got FOMO on the podcast. Right, this is a podcast for people. Should get FOMO if they don't listen to it as well. So listeners, listen. In fact, if you're not listening, how would you know? Tell me to listen,
motherfuckers.
Did you just say listeners listen? Come on, listen, listen.
Come on, listeners. Come on, just listen to it.
That's your only job.
Yeah. Stop tuning in and then plugging your earlobe. Yeah.
This podcast would be so hard to make sense if you didn't concentrate on like every part of it because it's that fucking random. That'd be hard to keep up with. Anyway, something that's annoying me. So I don't normally watch normal TV. I'm normally using a streaming service like Netflix. Other streaming services are available.
Such as?
So I don't... Disney Plus.
All right, thank you.
Yeah,
Prime Video. Paramount Plus.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
What's Paramount Plus?
It's their streaming service. What the fuck do you think it is? So I don't often see TV adverts.
Adverts for Tetley and such.
The adverts for, New at Comet. That Comet doesn't exist anymore. New at Comet, Panasonic. 32-inch TV in colour.
New at Comet, Panasonic.
TV adverts. So I never see them normally, but we were watching TV the other day. And this TV, an advert for toothpaste came on, Sensodyne specifically. Other toothpastes are also available.
Such as
Colgate.
Okay.
So it has a woman pretending to be a dentist, which for legal reasons it has to say not actually a dentist, but she's saying on the advert, "I'm a dentist and I recommend Sensodyne for people with sensitive teeth." Then at the bottom, there's a statistic where it goes, "We asked 248 dentists if they would recommend it, and 62% said they would." Right, I don't like maths on a good day, but why the fuck are they using such specific figures to confuse the general, the general consumer of toothpaste? And why are they also using someone pretending to be a dentist? Either use a dentist or just have somebody who's not related to dental hygiene or health at all and say, "I'm a person on a TV advert, and I'm going to read some statistics out to you about what we ask dentists."
Yeah, so they're never that flattering, those statistics.
This is what I mean. Though,
they've got to be realistic. We can't be too
90%. Yeah, 90% of people agree, and they've asked like 4 people.
But this is what I'm being serious. It tells you how many people have asked now. So then once I noticed it on that advert, then there was like a shampoo advert, same kind of statistic at the bottom, 68% of 743 women said that this shampoo was good. So then I started looking into it. You end up down the advert legal hole, rabbit hole kind of thing. And it's just complete carnage. You know, it's all, you're not allowed to mislead the buyer or whatever. Right. What is the actual word for it? Is it a consumer? You're not allowed to mislead the consumer, but they'll probably ask 1,000 people and they'll just knock off like the top 300 that have said it's shit.
They pick
and then
a
got
very
a percentage
select sample.
It's just.
But then if they're only saying 62% agree and they've already got rid of all the people who said no, then. Where's the job.
Yeah. Sensodyne.
What
did
the other people say? Well, they were dead, so they didn't respond.
It's one of those things, though, isn't it? If I was asked, it was like, "Oh, did this make your sensitive teeth better?" I'd be like, "I don't know."
Who did they ask?
No, No more than the other toothpaste that I've been using. How long did they trial it for?
Filling out fucking dental surveys about toothpaste? How many people?
Well, these are dentists doing this. It made me think of a new TV show idea where it's like Family Fortunes, but it's, we asked 248 people this question and 62% of people said this, and then you have to try and get it close to like the weird percentage instead of the top answer. So that's going to be I'm going to suggest it to Channel 4. It's like Family Fortunes, but family TV advert fortunes with no families.
Are you going to call it family TV advert fortunes with no families?
Yeah, I think it's quite a snappy title.
I think you might need something a little
snappier. Would it go? How would you actually, come on, explain the game?
Yeah, so you're the host.
Have you ever seen the unrelated game show TV Family Fortunes? It's nothing like that, but you'll have two groups of contestants. They might have the same surname,
not
they might not, but they are not families. They are in
they know
specifically
each other.
Not families.
62% of them know each other.
All right, okay.
How do you manage? How many are on the team?
83% of.
Obviously, you say 83 on each team.
How can you have?
In fact,
83% is on.
It's still
the team.
In the workshop. It's still in the workshop mode, so I'm happy to take suggestions. So 83 people per team.
Okay. And they all have to deliberate each question.
How do we get 62% out of 83?
The show lasts 14 hours.
I'm pretty sure this is how politics started as well. So the first round, 3% of this 83 people walk up to the podium where there's a buzzer and they are shown a TV advert, but the statistics are blurred out and they have to guess what percentage of what answered the random survey that they were given, and then the host, which I think would be... Well,
You're the host.
Well, I was thinking to get it going first, we'll get someone a bit more famous.
No,
and
you need to go full Stallone and Rocky here.
Okay,
demand that you're part of this. And
so it's Benson's Family Fortunes TV adverts with no families.
You can even have your dog in there, just like the Rocky...
So
I was going to say the Rocky show, but that's a different thing, isn't it?
The Rocky Horror Show is different to whatever you were talking about as well. So,
yeah, you're presenting the show.
I'm presenting the show. So then, if they get
with your dog,
with my dog, and then
what
if
kind of
they,
dog is it?
It's a cocker spaniel.
Okay.
Because 64% of cat owners said that cocker spaniels were a nice dog.
Is it a percentage of cocker spaniel, or is it 100% cocker spaniel?
Nothing's 100% on this game show. It's 46% cocker spaniel.
Why don't you just call this game show not 100%?
Because that's not snappy enough. The Benson Presents Family Fortunes TV adverts with no adverts or TV or family is the
I think
the
name's
title.
Changed since you last said it.
I told you we're workshopping it. This, you know, it's constantly evolutioning. What's the word? It's constantly
evolutioning.
Yeah,
evolutionary. It's constantly
sure
evolutionary. So it's the evolutionary show presented by Benson that is like Family Fortunes, but not really, to do with TV advert statistics with no TV adverts on it. But there is actually TV adverts on it. The title's not as snappy as it was originally now. But sometimes you've got to, you know, get your point across.
Well, I'd buy it if I was a production company.
I thought you were going to say you'd buy it. If you're watching TV, you'd buy that. But think about
I'd
the
buy
adverts.
That for a dollar.
The advert people, the people advertising their products would pay loads of money to have their product talked about on an extra advert, because the ironic thing is when it goes to the ad break, them adverts are then shown again. It's like a two-for-one situation.
So, if they're highlighting the ridiculous numbers that are
trust me, but
if
they're putting them on the advert in the first place, they are more than happy to
they're
have them.
They're putting them on the advert because they have to by law. They don't really want people reading the small print.
We're
they
blurring them out, though, remember?
They want people staring at the sexy fake dentist, not reading the tiny little thing at the bottom that says, nobody agrees on this.
You've got to remember, though, that we're blurring out these statistics.
Yeah, but then it's going to be answered, isn't it? Are you not going to reveal the answers? You're going to have 83 people per team guessing the answers, but
and
you never
you're
actually reveal the answers.
And we'll move on.
The idea
on.
Is that just keep everyone on the edge of the seats because they'll come back for more.
Unsatisfying game show ever. Like, you're never going to find out the answers for this. Just watch people guess and never know if they're 92%
right. 92% of the audience complained about it after.
Oh, what you could do if you've got the 83 people is you could just reveal the percentage of people that got it right without telling us who got it right or which percentage.
Or what yeah. the right answer was. So everyone puts was their, a winner own, tonight. Their own answer yeah. in.
And then you could have another team of 83 people that have to guess the percentage of people of that team that got the answer right.
There we
it's
go.
Really cool,
it's evolutioning again.
It. Oh, where's
but
Satan?
Now it's Benson presents a series of quizzes that starts with family TV advert fortunes containing no families that then proceeds to other families that aren't families talking about
no
people
answers.
Who guess the answer to the TV advert.
But has
it's
no
a
answers.
Genius idea.
But has
somebody
no
get me the number for Channel 4 right now.
And they'll definitely purchase it.
And then Dave will buy it. Dave will buy it a couple of years.
It's got Channel 5 all over it, this one.
Nah,
Channel 5. Not enough boobs, it's definitely going to be on BBC because the BBC will be really hard to talk about adverts when they're not allowed to advertise.
Not enough,
that could
Adam,
be a loophole.
There's not enough
Adam, we're workshopping here.
In it for Channel 5.
We're workshopping, so let's add some boobs.
Yeah, okay. Now it's Channel 5.
62% of people need to have the boobs out.
Male or female, you know, we'll be inclusive.
No, it's absolutely 62% of people. So 62% of the 83 people. Or 62% of the 166 people.
The whole, both teams, yeah, because it's two teams.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. This is like Takeshi's Castle, but with answers.
No, it's nothing
answers.
Like Takeshi's Castle.
With questions, sorry. No physical
it's
stuff,
like, Takeshi's
questions.
Castle, but there's no Takeshi. There's no castle.
It's just
but there's boobs.
You're just
there is
trying
boobs.
To screw over the audience. not the audience, the participants.
But they are part of the audience as well. That is the next plot twist.
Oh, okay. So
anyway.
Right, okay. So, this sounds
so
like...
So this is how...
Very confusing. So
this is how I pitched it to the board of quiz game directors.
I'm sure they were really following it well. Like
they were very
I
confused
am.
At the end, but they were more confused because I'd worn just a tie for the set for the audition, for the session.
You had your boobs out and everything.
Oh, yeah. Well, I thought I'd, you know, play the part of
you
the
just
contestant
have 62% of your boobs out.
Yes. It was a low top, low riding top, low something, I don't know.
A low rider.
Well, so, you know, I watched this sexy dentist, fake dentist, black market dentist, do this advert, and then that's where my brain went to after. So I thought
black
I'd just give you a...
Black market dentist?
Yeah, well, like a fake
imagine
dentist.
Imagine they're pretty sexy.
But actually, you never know. The black market can be pretty sexy.
That's true.
So
a sexy market.
I would not go to a backstreet dentist.
Well,
that would not be happening.
Sam, you're not even good at going to the normal dentist.
Sam, what if they were sexy?
Okay, yeah.
would you want to look hard as fucking girl? I'm not having any anesthetic. And then they get a chainsaw out.
Why do dentists like ask you if you're available in like 9 months' time?
Because they've got a 9 month waiting list, probably.
Well, yeah, but
does that answer that for you?
sort of, yeah, but how do they even work on that model?
So nine months worth of people book in for an appointment, and then
what it's called, Sam, is a diary, and people book appointments in it. There's a lot of industries in the world where they have appointments, you know, like
restaurants. Who knows what they're doing in 9 months?
Hairdressers.
Well, you don't know what you're doing in 9 months,
no, but
so you book the dentist appointment in, so when it gets close to the time, you know you're off to the dentist.
That's it, and they know they're going to be at work that day, so they can book appointments in, and they can organize their day rather than just being like, everyone come down when you feel like it.
Oh, that's how they should do it. First,
no, they
first
62% of people get seen within the first month.
62% of people teeth rot out.
It's funny you should mention it though, because I've got my appointment on Monday for the dentist, and I booked that in it was 6 months ago. So what, 6 months, December minus 6 months, June. So I obviously you get two appointments a year. And they went, do you want to book in for your next one now? And I went, it's not for 6 months. And they went, trust me, you want to book in now. So I did. And I put that in my calendar and it went in their calendar / diary also. So then when I show up on Monday, they'll be like, oh, you booked this appointment that you've showed up for at this specific time. And nobody else will be there for my appointment.
Yeah, that's what you hope. Because what's going to happen is I'm going to turn up and go, yes, Jim Benson here.
Yes, I'm going to steal your dentist appointment. Excellent.
That would be pretty hilarious, stealing someone's dentist appointment.
Yeah, it's like putting like your credit card details online. Don't do that. Don't share your dental appointments. Yeah,
don't buy anything with a credit card online, whatever you do.
No, don't share your credit card details online, is what I'm saying. But don't share your dental appointments either, because people are that desperate to get in the dentist these days.
Imagine if you started auctioning off like doctor's appointments and stuff. That's a good business idea.
You could book
loads of doctor's appointments and then sell them off and make more money than the NHS. But
there's enough of that already. Fucking ticket touts for doctors.
Ticketmaster have to put security protocols in place to prevent you from buying too many doctor appointments. I mean, that's, you know, we're not far off this kind of shit happening in the UK. We're not far at all. Like, I don't know if your doctor's the same, but you have to normally, for mine, ring them at 8 a.m, try them 45 times, and then eventually they answer, and then they get you booked in for some time next year.
Yeah.
But, you know, that kind of shit will start happening. You'll be able to pay for VIP NHS. It's not private care. It's VIP NHS. VIPness.
The last time I had to call my doctor, and like, you're absolutely right, call at 8 in the morning. Got to be at 8 in the morning. If you call at 7:59, it goes, the doctor's surgery is now closed. Please call back within in the opening hours. So I'm waiting for it to tick over 7:59, 59, and then press ring. And it goes, you are 10th in the queue. What the fuck?
We don't have a queuing system. We don't have a queue for hours. It just goes line busy. So you literally constantly be pressing dial.
Yeah. And then you finally get through to somebody and they say, no, all the appointments have gone. It's like, I fucking called you at exactly 8 a.m.
All the appointments have gone, but they also have to first, even though the appointments have gone, the receptionist has to find out what's wrong with you. So you go, oh, I don't know, I've got gangrene on my cock. And they go, right, all the appointments are full today, sorry.
Speaking as a man from experience there.
That's what my doctor appointment was for the week.
So, gangrenous cock.
Gang cock, it's called. Cock gang. So there you go. That's how my week's been. And annoyed by an advert. Went to a show the idea for a new game show at Channel 4 and 5. I had my cock out that often that it got gangrene, and then the receptionist said all the appointments were full. It's been a busy week for Benson.
Yeah, somebody from Channel 5 that told you. You might want to get your cock checked out there, Benson.
It's looking a bit gangrene.
Yeah. First of all, we're not going to take you up on the offer of the show. And second of all, I'm a bit worried about your penis.
It was a bad day for Benson.
Right, well, I've got a choice for you.
You've got a choice? Is it gangrene, cock, or dentist appointment with no anaesthetic?
Well, yeah.
These terrible choices?
No, it is, would you like a listener-submitted story, or would you like a quiz?
Quiz.
Ooh. Choice. Benson wants a quiz.
Oh, let's go quiz
I want
then.
A listener story.
Okay, we'll
you
go
want a quiz,
story.
Right, okay. Hang on, come on, for fuck's sake, it was a simple question.
I want the listener quiz.
62% of people want the quiz, okay?
I want the story quiz.
You want both? I'll do both. So help me God, I'll do both.
No, just the quiz, just the quiz.
I'll blend them together.
Ooh, okay. That's what I would like.
So this story then, there's a guy in Australia and question one. Okay.
Love it already.
I'm going to quiz you. Are you ready to be quizzed?
I'm ready.
Ready.
Where in particular would you like me to quiz?
Sorry?
Where would you like me to quiz?
My left elbow, please.
I don't have a theme tune that goes quiz on
I'd
my
like
left
you
elbow.
I'd like you to quiz on my left elbow.
Help me out.
Okay, can you quiz on my face?
Yes, I can. Here we go.
It's that time of the show again. Like to do a quiz.
I quite like the quiz.
Have a listen to the question and chat what the answer is.
Okay, I get it.
It's your chance to show us that you're smart.
I am very smart.
And if you fall to pieces, well, at least you've played a part.
That's okay.
It's like watching Pointless or going on the chase. So just sit back and relax and let us quiz on your face.
Oh no, I don't like the sound of that.
Quiz on your face.
Now come on, please now.
Quiz on your face.
Stop that. Stop it. Stop it.
Quiz on your face.
Oh, it's everywhere.
Quiz on your face.
Here we go. Are you all ready? Is everybody ready?
Ready.
Buzzers.
Ready. Can I hear your buzzers? Adam, will you test your buzzer? And Benson, will you test your buzzer? Excellent. Perfect. So they're both working. So I was inspired recently by... We finally released... Can you stop pressing the buzzer now? Somebody take the buzzer off him, please.
Oh, so somebody just walked into my house and took my buzzer. Oh, they're giving it back now. Apparently it's crucial to the quiz.
Very recently,
yeah,
we finally freed the video. We've not mentioned that, have we? I don't know if we recorded since we did that. We freed the video. So a while ago, if you've been following the show, you'll have known that we talked about our very first live show. Well, our only live show that we did back in 2019 in Killer Rabbit's infancy. KRP V1 Super Deluxe Edition. We were only 6 months into our podcasting journey at that point, and
that's infancy.
We went and sold out a bloody big podcast festival alongside some big heavy hitters. We did though, didn't we? We got off at the small room because nobody knew who we were, and we sold that out, and they said, "Oh, we'll give you a slightly bigger room." And then we sold that bastard out, and then we'll give you the biggest room.
I actually remember the original room would have fit roughly about six people in.
Yeah,
and the final, I mean, 100 people, maybe not, maybe 80, yeah. 80 to 100 people.
Yeah, I think it was 100 seater. Yeah, we sold that bastard out.
We did. It was a good night, that.
It was a good night.
And we had toilet paper hanging out of my bottom.
We had I forgot what we had. What did we have?
Thing.
Prompts.
What things did we have? Props.
Oh, we had a video. We had a video of it. That was the whole point. Yeah,
we had a video which
we kept exclusively for our patrons when we used to be on Patreon.
That doesn't exist anymore.
It doesn't exist anymore, so don't try and give us money. Unless you want to give us money, then come and give us money. However, we never released the video to the general public, so we thought we'd probably do that. And then we asked you to hashtag free the video, which a lot of you did. Thank you very much for doing that. Benson, the bright spark that he is, pointed out the other day that it was 4 years to the day that had happened, 4 years ago, before COVID nonsense and all the other stupidity that's happened.
We still had a queen.
4 years. We did have a queen, yeah.
And I think David Cameron might have still been. Oh, no, it was after David Cameron, wasn't it?
I don't know who it was. I don't want to think about politics.
We ignore that subject. Move along.
2019. So we thought we'd release it, and we released it on that day. And I ended up watching it back for the first time in a long time.
I did as well. I did.
Did you? It's not aged too badly, has it? There wasn't too many sort of recent references in it, which was good. It was quite watchable. Good. I enjoyed it. Well done, us. Pat yourselves on the back again. Well done, everybody.
On the back. Whoa, Sam just walked into the house, taking the buzzer off me, patting me on the back, and then giving me the buzzer back. Oh.
So, during that live episode, I did a quiz. Like, I can't remember what it was called, but, you know, there were rhyming answers, two clues, and the answers rhymed.
Ah.
And I just thought, I'll do that again, because why not? I enjoyed it.
Oh, excellent.
People seem to enjoy it as well. So I'm going to do another one of those. So, basically, I'll give you two clues.
Yeah.
Each has its own answer, and the two answers rhyme. It's as simple as that. So, one of the examples from the live show was... It was something like Bumbling Prime Minister and Slow Primate. Those are the two clues. So Bumbling Prime Minister was Boris and Slow Primate was Loris. So the answers rhymed. Boris and Loris, Loris and Boris, rhyme.
Boris was the Prime Minister at the time. You see, you went back to the politics. That's ironic.
Excellent stuff. So that's what I'm going to do. It's a classic format, eight and break. It's quiz on your face, so shout out what the answer is. However, you've got to let me finish both clues before you shout out the answer. Well, it'd be quite difficult for you to get both answers if I've not finished both clues, but we'll see how it goes. Okay, so fingers on buzzers that you don't need to use because you need to shout out the answer. Can you just put your buzzers away, actually? It's going to cause a problem.
Are you sure?
Okay.
I don't know. I like my buzzer.
I've definitely put mine away.
100%.
Better done. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, are you ready for question number one, please?
Okay.
Okay, so clue number one is handsome actor. And clue number two is short comedy sketch.
Oh, me.
Just shout out the answer.
Brad Pitt and Skit.
Oh, he's straight in there. Brad Pitt, Skit. I mean, it's subjective, isn't it? But Brad Pitt.
He's pretty sexy.
he's objectively handsome, isn't he? I mean, even now he's still pretty tasty. As the
don't worry,
old,
Sam. You can be comfortable. You can be comfortable with your sexuality and say that a man's attractive. Don't worry.
He's sexy guy. Sexy guy. Well done, Benson. That's a point to you. Congratulations. Well done if you got it at home or in your car or wherever you're playing. And well done for not pressing your buzzer, Benson, which I was expecting. Okay. Here we go. Question number two, please. Fingers off buzzers. Clue number one. South American country. Clue number two, pandas eat it.
South America, Peru and bamboo.
Peru and bamboo, oh, Peru and bamboo. Nice. Peru and bamboo, Peru and bamboo.
Peru and bamboo.
Peru and bamboo.
Peru and bamboo.
Peru and bamboo. We've just written a new Disney film.
Yeah, Peru bamboo. That does sound like a Pixar film or a character in a Pixar film. Peru bamboo. It's very, very enjoyable to say that, isn't it? Peru bamboo. Peru bamboo.
Peru bamboo.
I would like to change my buzzer sound to Peru bamboo.
Peru bamboo. Right, well done, one all. Oh, it's hotting up, tense.
Any trash talk? I'm going to wipe the floor with your knee.
Ooh, I'm going to step on your toe.
Ow. How did you do that from all the way over there?
Mind power.
I don't like the fact that we're recording this in the fourth dimension, which means even though we're not together, we are actually together.
And see everything in the third.
We are as one.
Question
number three. Clue number one, games console. Clue number two, solo pleasure.
Oh, me. PlayStation masturbation.
Yeah, hey. Well done. PlayStation masturbation. Sounds like a solid Saturday night, that doesn't it?
PlayStation or any masturbation. Night. Are you masturbating your PlayStation, or are you?
Use the vibrating controller for extra masturbation pleasure.
That'd probably work, actually. I think that'd be bam bam.
Probably works. He's definitely done that.
You suggested it.
So it's 2-1 to the Benz, the Bensonator.
The Benz.
Question number four. Clue number one, Space Karen. Clue number two, where we get ivory from?
Elon Musk Tusk.
Oh my God, he's on fire, this guy. Somebody put him out. Somebody throw a fire retardant blanket on him.
Don't drop a rope, Benson. Space Karen, Elon Musk.
Space Karen. Yeah. Elon Musk and Tusk. Elon Musk, Tusk.
Tusky,
okay,
musky.
Here we go.
Peru bamboo.
Peru bamboo.
Tusky musky.
Tusky musky. You know, Tusky musky. Right, question five?
Five.
It's currently 3-1. Benson.
Shocking.
And we have clue number one, American Christmas drink. Clue number two, Bebop was one.
I'm not going to lie, I didn't hear any of that come through the phone.
Okay,
clue number
one. American
what drink?
American Christmas drink. American Christmas drink. And clue number two, Bebop was one.
Eggnog hog.
Very close. You're missing a part of the second one.
Eggnog.
You've got the first.
Eggnog boss hog.
No, it's not boss hog.
From Dukes of Hazzard?
No.
What was the second clue?
A mutated hog? I don't know. I don't understand. Eggnog.
Cartoon hog.
It's not a hog. There's an extra bit that you're missing.
I definitely am missing it.
Smeg yeah. Bog.
He's a mutant what? It's not a hog. It's a something hog. What hog? There you go. Eggnog.
I had no idea who Bebop was.
Turtles.
How do you not know who Bebop is?
I thought, if you remember from an episode, I think, from a podcast that didn't exist, I got very confused with who the wolf rat was.
The wolf rat is just a rat. He's just a rat, Benson.
He's a wolf rat, man. He's a freaking wolf rat.
He's not a wolf at all. He's just a rat. Wow, Benson and the Turtles, they don't get on.
I think this happened before, because I went on to say that the creator was a guy called Fred Wolf.
Benson just said it happened before, by the way.
I think he said that. I'm pretty sure that he would have said Wolf Rat as well.
Rat wolf.
Wolf rat. Yeah, wolf rat.
Right, okay, next one. It's 3-2. It's hotting up.
It's really
hotting up.
I was on fire, but now it's hotting up again. It's actually reduced in temperature.
You were on fire, but now you've been turned down slightly, and Adam's thermostat has been increased. Next one. Clue number one, put cheese on it. Clue number two, steals your online details.
Me. Hacker, cracker, cracker hacker.
Cracker hacker. Oh, some kind of cracker hacker.
You got a cracker hacker.
Some kind of cracker hacker.
Wow, that.
No doubt, dirty cracker hacker. Yes, that's correct. That makes it 4-2.
4-2.
Yeah, so Adam, you need to get the next two to take it to the mighty, mighty tiebreaker.
I'll try.
You sounded so defeated there, but
you sounded like Eeyore.
I'll try.
You sounded like Eeyore.
I'll try.
Right. Okay. Come on, Adam. Bother. You can do this one. You can do this one. I've got a feeling you're gonna get this one anyway.
All right.
Okay. Here we go. Clue number one: sexy lifeguards. Clue number two: children's game.
Oh, no. Children's game.
Sexy lifeguards and children's game. Do.
Is it Pamela Anderson?
You're on the right lines, but no.
All right, okay. Is it Hasselhoff?
No, it's not. You're again, right lines, but no. I'm interested to know what you're going to say, actually. Hasselhoff and what?
Operations, wrong, but it doesn't rhyme. But I'm glad you asked. Is it Baywatch? And
I don't know what the and is. What's the children's game?
Baywatch. Hopscotch.
It's done
what was it.
Benson takes it. Congratulations, Mr. Benson.
Hopscotch.
You are the champion of my silly game, Benson. Well done. Congratulations.
You are the champion.
No, you are. Just you, not
friends.
We.
Yeah, there's no we.
There's
no
just
we
you
about
are
us.
The champion.
All you.
You could.
Oh, I think we all took enough part. 62% of us took part in this. So.
Yes. So Benson's thermostat has been firmly turned up. A match has been thrown on him. He's been doused in alcohol. And
that doesn't sound like a very good a prize.
The dousing in alcohol
and set on fire. That's not a great prize. I'm so glad I didn't win the quiz. Thanks, Benson, for taking one for the team, mate.
This is going to be part of the game show. I think we need to add this into my game show that the prize,
I'm just
even though we don't know who's actually
set
won.
You on fire.
Yep, fire hose them with Sambuca and then throw a match in the ring and see what happens.
This is what happens when you don't read the terms and conditions, because it clearly states that if you win this competition, you will be set on fire.
I'm so glad
I'm glad
I lost.
I'm glad I read. There you go.
How did you get me between rang and red?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Like, they start with the same letter, but they're pretty different.
I mean, would you like the final two, just so I haven't wasted my goddamn time?
No, let's move on.
Just for fun.
Okay, but can we bring the buzzers back now?
Yeah, you can bring the buzzer. You can bring anything back, mate. Get your dicks
out. Wait, I changed mine to Peru Bamboo.
Yeah, Peru Bamboo. Okay, here we go. So this was the final question before the tiebreak, which we would have gone to if it was even, which it wasn't because Benson won. It was clue number one, yeasty spread. Clue number two, stick your dick in.
Marmite. Marmite's the first one, right?
Yes, correct. Correct, Mondo.
Marmite.
And then Fleshlight. If you're
Marmite,
Australian.
Fleshlight.
Yeah, well done.
Nice.
Well done, Marmite Fleshlight. I would that sounds like it could be something that would be released at Christmas on
a Marmite Fleshlight.
Yeah, novelty.
Sponsored by Twiglets. You get a little Twiglet bag with it.
Turn yourself into a human Twiglet.
Get your Twiglet out.
Right, the tiebreaker then was clue number one was, is it a Christmas film? Clue number two was Big Dog.
Die Hard. Great Dane.
Big
Big dog.
Christmas film. Big dog.
Big old dog. Big old dog. Yeah, big old dog. One of the biggest dogs. Think.
Oh, Die Hard Saint Bernard.
There you go.
Nice.
So Adam got the last two there, which means it's a draw. No, I'm kidding. Of
course it's a draw.
Does that mean he also is doused in alcohol and set on fire? Have I taken that for the team already? Is that just how it is?
No, that's all your privilege and pleasure.
I'm just glad that you poured some of it in and around the mouth before dousing the rest of me. So.
Oh, yeah, so you were a little bit numb to the experience.
Yeah, meant I won.
I'm not a complete animal.
I still won in the end. I got alcohol. I've soaked it up through cosmosis or whatever it's called. Osmosis.
How have you got cosmos and osmosis combined?
Fourth dimension, baby.
is osmosis just the cosmos?
Yeah, it's the osmos of the cosmos.
We're not playing the rhyming game now.
You've got him going, though. You've set him off. You've put 10p in the dickhead.
Everything he's going to say for the rest of the episode is going to rhyme. Isn't it, Benson?
Yes, it is. I'm in a tiz.
I can't believe you didn't say something to do with the quiz. Anyway, that brings us to the end of the quiz this week. Thanks, everybody, for playing along. Congratulations to Benson. Commiserations to Adam. Hopefully you were playing along at home. And if you were, get in touch and tell us how you got on. You can find us on the socials at Killer Rabbit Pod or email us at killerrabbitpodcast@gmail.com. And if you've got a suggestion for a quiz that we can do on a future episode, let me know, because then that means that I don't have to do it and I'm lazy. So that'd be great if you wouldn't mind. Yay. And that brings us to the end of an episode, because we're doing a pretty short one this week.
It's as long as normal.
We are remote and we're doubling up this week. We're doing two episodes back to back. Sorry to ruin the illusion, but we need to catch up. We've got very busy Christmas periods, as I'm sure you all have. So we need to get ahead with the episodes. Otherwise, we'll have to break from our weekly schedule. And that's not fair on anybody. That's not fair on the Penguins. That's not fair on Ethel from the corner shop. That's not fair on Benson's Auntie Linda. So, have you got an Auntie Linda?
No, I don't, but good guess.
Fuck. Yeah. Next time. So thanks very much for listening. We hope you've enjoyed it. We are still remote, but again, I think I mentioned last week, we are planning on getting together every now and again to do in-person episodes when we can bring back the soundboard and we can have trash talk and lots of silly noises and the cow. We can bring back the cow, on-demand cow.
But in
the meantime, I completely forgot. We got sent loads of questions, didn't we? And we stored them up, but we haven't really been visiting them. Maybe we'll do one on the next episode. Who knows? Mm. But if you have got some questions for us, or any topics, or any quizzes, or any stories that you would like us to do, or cover, or get involved with, then please do get in touch with us. We love to hear from you. We really do. It gives us a little spike of adrenaline and releases some endorphins, gives us a little bit of dopamine, and makes us happy for a very fleeting second in this world of woe. So please do come and say hello on the socials at Killer Rabbit Pod, or you can email us at killerrabbitpodcast@gmail.com and say hello. Preferably don't just say hello. If you email us and it just says hello, there's not a lot to go on.
You've asked for it now, though.
But after the initial hello, then go on to say other things.
You asked for it. You're going to fuck it all. Hey. People are just going to message you saying hello. You are.
I'd still appreciate that. But if you've gone to the trouble to email us or message us on the socials just to say hello, then you may as well add a few more sentences. It could be, hey, here's a story you might like. Hey, here's an idea for a quiz. Hey, here's a topic I'd like you to speak about. Hey, I love you guys. You're my favourite. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
It'd be bloody lovely. It'd
be lovely. Yeah. I would like it. Would you?
Yeah. Well, whenever we get nice messages, we share them, don't we, on the WhatsApp and say, look at these. People like us, yay. Acceptance from the world.
Yay.
Hooray.
Yay.
Yes,
yay.
We do. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody loves to be loved, don't they?
They do.
Well, thanks very much for listening, everybody. It's been great. Benson did an intro, didn't he? Didn't you, Benson?
I sure did.
You did. It was probably the best intro we've ever had on the show. So
I
maybe you
so.
Can do next week's as well.
I think Adam's doing next week's.
Is he? Adam loves doing intros.
No,
Adam's
no.
a big fan
no,
of doing
no,
intros.
No,
Adam's
no,
the intro
I'm not
man.
Doing anything.
Do you remember when we recorded 20-odd episodes of that podcast that we never released and how much Adam loved doing the intros for that show?
I do. All 20 of them, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he really enjoyed it. One of his favourite things.
That will never be released. Not like Free the Video. That will never be freed, unfortunately.
Maybe it will. Maybe I'll put one together just to see how good it was.
Turns out it was comedy gold and we didn't realise.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe it was just the best thing ever.
Anyway, let's end this show because we've got another to do.
Okay.
All right, rushy bastard.
It's bye from Benson.
One of our loyal listeners said to me the other day, don't rush things. They said, whatever you do, guys, just don't rush stuff.
It's bye from Adam.
It's not bye from Adam just yet. There's other things to be.
Bye from Benson.
Bye, Benson.
In this outro.
It's bye.
Bye.
I don't appreciate you saying bye when I'm not quite ready to finish the episode. So if you guys could just hold off, you know.
Okay, I've held off.
There's plenty more things going on in this. It's bye from Sam.
It's bye from Benson.
It's bye from Adam. Well played.
Bye, everybody. Bye. Love you. Bye.
Bye.